Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Summer Mary.
And it's Courtney who's
going to Austin.
It's Austin Courtney. Does that count? You guys, she's here.
She's live. And but it doesn't feel like it quite. I have some loose ends tomorrow. So like Friday, literally Courtney is the day because tomorrow I'm going to go to school, clean up everything. Right. Like I have a few meetings, like, you know, got it. I really don't feel done at all.
Yeah. You got to dot your I's, cross your T's, and you got to end this chapter.
But Friday, she's going to be full fucking force.
I'm frightened. Still scared. I thought like that maybe like my fear would subside over the week. And as these texts keep coming in, it keeps growing. The fear keeps growing. It's like
well, our friends when you already had
No, our friend texted. She goes, "Hey guys, don't worry. Booked us all IVs for Saturday morning." I was like, "What? For what?"
I was also like, I don't know if I need that.
Yeah, I don't know if I need it either. And like, some of us are like, can I? Like, I was like, can I be a game time decision? Like, I just picture us all just. I'm like, I just feel like I know that does wonders. I'm just, the fear is rising is what I'm saying. And then Mary texted back saying, well, if we're going to do IVs, I guess I got to take shots Friday night, which is very scary. It's very scary. You guys just,
I try to stay away from, but knowing what we have available Saturday, I'll just go for it.
Well, no. So you're going to do the IV.
I think so.
Oh, geez. I hope they put Lover Boy in yours. It just is like so funny because like, hey, I got us a deal. I was like, what is this, like the black market of IVs? Like, what's happening?
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be fun again. Scared.
It's a bachelorette party without being on a bachelorette party.
Literally, I was like, Mary, we gotta buy these neon cowboy hats. She's like, Courtney, nobody is getting married on this. Like, okay, you're right. Do we need matching shirts? I could get some like whipped up real quick. It's like, no. Okay, that's fine. Should we all wear jean shorts one day?
Bachelor parties are super fun, but like this is even better than a bachelorette party because there's no obligations. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I like that. Like we don't have, there's no morning workout.
Fuck no, the workout's getting the IV, getting to the next stop for the IV, even though they're coming to the hotel. You literally don't even have to leave your bed.
Like, you can't make this up. Like, sometimes I feel like we tell stories and I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, ridiculous. Yeah. And I'm so sorry. And I hope that you're laughing with us and not necessarily at, you know, I just hope you're laughing. I hope you laugh.
I feel like I'm gonna like terrorize you all weekend.
All weekend. I know. All weekend. Like, I'm very nervous because, okay, you guys, my Prolon didn't come on time. I'm very upset. Like, it ruined my whole thing. So I was coming on Friday. I was all ready for Saturday. I was going to bust it out Saturday to Wednesday. Going to get my body back together on Thursday. Go to Austin. No. Says it's coming Sunday night. And I'm like, mother effer, I can't even do it. Like, I don't even have the time to do it. It doesn't even arrive on Sunday. Monday, it shows up just laughing. Ha ha, you can't do it. So now I've been juicing. I'm currently drinking a greens with ginger.
Wait, so funny. A listener that is also a mom at my school gave me her
the class. Let's do it together.
So yeah, I could do it with you.
I would love to. Some jurors have reached out and been like, no, we're going to do it together. My friend Katie, she also bought it. I think
Katie does not need it.
She needs to, everybody wants, you know, at some point you want to detox your bod.
Okay.
Like, this is a detox and not necessarily to lose weight, but listen, I don't fast for the detox. Okay. I fast for the less of the LBs.
Yes, completely.
So I think if people want to do it, I think what we should do is not next week, but what if we did the week after?
Yeah, no, I'm on board.
Okay, so guys, if you want to do it, I have no code for you. Prolon, you really should give us one. But we'll start like maybe like the week of the 20th. Or if we want to do a Monday through Friday. You tell us, Summer Mary, what works best for you?
Yeah, that can do something like that.
Okay, so if you guys want to do it with us, buy your cleanse literally today.
Sounds fucking horrible, but
it's not going to be great.
Yeah.
When people are saying, people have been sending over today another account, cannot remember what it was called, but another account like did Prolon and then like wrote their thoughts throughout was like, I am miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Time is relative. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate olives. They're the most delicious thing I've had in my life because it's like these little things that you get. So anyways, I'm really excited to torture ourselves the week of June 21st.
Oh God. Okay.
It's going to be great.
Let's talk housewife news. What?
You don't want to hear more about fasting?
No, I want to. I can't even think about it. I'm scared already.
Oh, that's where your fear comes through. That's where your fear comes through. I also think before we go, we're gonna do like a Lover Boy taste test for everyone.
Yeah. We are on it. We'll go live a couple times.
Yeah.
Well,
we have
to be careful.
No, you have to be careful. No, we'll do some things. It'll be fun. Okay. Anyways. You guys, something came through and I have no source on this. There is no source. However, you know what happens in this Bravo world? One person hears one thing. It's a game of telephone. Now all of a sudden, Tamara and Heather are coming back to Orange County.
I don't know if I believe it. And then I started thinking about people that have actually come back, and literally it never works. We're seeing Bethany. It right now. Bethany is the only person that did work. We're seeing it right now. Heather coming back does not work.
Lydia.
Jill Zarin trying to come back did not work. Yeah. Lydia, that was like crazy to bring her back. Didn't work. Megan King Edmonds, like adding her in sprinkles too when she didn't even live in the area. I don't know if, okay. So Bethany clearly worked. Could Heather work? Maybe.
So Tamara, here's the thing.
I don't think it's going to work.
I don't want Tamara back on our screens.
I agree.
She got to the point, you know, it was too
insufferable.
Yes, it was too much. And like her storyline, like I don't want to see her family. Like it'd be like, I just don't have a desire. Like Ryan is, he creeps me out. I don't want to see him on my screen. I have no investment in his life at all. I don't care about Cut Fitness. I don't care. So yes, did she drum up drama for us and like stir the pot? Sure. But we can have other people do that. I would love a show though. I'd be okay with Heather Dubrow. I want her snobby rich friends.
Yes. Well, we've said this a million times. I completely agree.
I want the money.
Yes.
Okay. As someone from OC, now I grew up, you know, I grew up well off. Like I'm not like rich, like the original OC people, but we need to see the money in the Orange County. Okay.
Yeah. The Laguna Beach.
Yes. We need the dollars, you guys.
If you don't have an ocean view, you can't be on the show.
Yeah, like give us more. Like we'll take Vargas back just for Jimmy's house.
Yes.
Right?
I agree.
Okay.
Great. And speaking of Laguna Beach, let's talk about Kristen Cavallari with the Boys of Southern Charm.
Okay, so there's like these rumors that like she was making out with Austin, but then people are like, no, she was holding hands with Craig. And now in my dream, they're a throuple. They're a throuple.
I think she definitely go more for Craig. Than Austin.
Austin! Like, you know how she used to be like, Stephen!
I think she'd go more for Craigie.
I don't know. I feel okay.
Also, Kristen, do better.
Well, and then I'm like, is she trying to get on Southern Charm? Is this like her next thing?
Too far.
From where?
From Nashville. Nashville?
It's far. I don't know. You guys, I'm sorry. Are they not near each other? How far are they?
I mean, you could drive there, but it would take hours.
What about a private jet? Because she has money.
Yeah, but no. I want people that live in Charleston.
Okay, okay.
You have to live in the town.
Okay. And update, because last week people were wondering about when Southern Charm was filming.
I heard Mary, September.
Yeah. Mary got down to it. September is when they're filming the new season. So the people have been saying that they're filming. So we heard. Remember you had that thought about.
I have a great idea.
Republic, which is Leva's part. Restaurant, and they're going to be doing some Vanderpump Rules style.
Yeah, Leva and Craig were filming for it.
I'm here for it. I'm ready for it.
You know, I think that's great, and I'm excited for a fall Southern Charm. So well, God,
be fall Southern Charm. It'll be we won't even see it till 2022, probably spring or summer, right when Sheree's joggers come out.
Right,
right. An unveiling for both. Okay. Also, New Jersey started filming. This week, for the next season.
Oh my gosh, that's wild. Okay.
I know. And so there's same cast, potentially a new housewife or friend of her name is Caroline Raciau. I don't actually know how you pronounce her last name. Rauseo. She's been in some of their picks. She's a realtor. Obviously, she's a better one than Michelle.
I'm gonna look her up.
Yeah, you look her up. You want to give us the lowdown.
Okay. Yep, she looks very New Jersey, almost. Yep. Okay.
Can you give us? I'm sorry. I'm swallowing into the mic.
No, I think she. Okay. Let's see. We shall see.
You gave us nothing from that.
I don't really have much to say about it. She has brown hair.
Oh my God. What's her IG at least?
Literally her name.
Okay.
And following, who she's following? This is who she's following. She follows everybody.
Wow, you guys. Detective Mary on the case giving us the details. You can't find yourself.
Yeah, she's a big Bravo fan, you guys. Like, she follows everybody.
Is she following us?
No.
Okay.
So clearly probably not for the best. Everybody.
Probably for the best, to be honest. You guys, Friday is coming. The Housewife and the Hustler releases.
I know. I tried to, I like was looking for it this week. Maybe we could watch it together.
Oh my God.
Like on Saturday morning with Ivy.
No, leave me alone with Ivy. I'm scared. I'm just, after watching tonight's episode, I'm so, again, I don't think we'll get any new info, but I think this will, I think this is just going to make like casual viewers more aware of what's going on. Like people who maybe don't center their lives on Bravo 24/7 like us, but like I think this will be really interesting to see what happens.
That text, like 9:30 a.m.
Oh, 9:15. I was like, what time does court open? 9? Like she had that ready to go. Like she is setting the scene.
I cannot wait for her next.
But I'm upset because we'd already seen, like, that scene was promised to us last week and we had already basically seen it in its entirety. It's
we also got two to be continued. Like, stop with it. The to be continued. These are not to be continued moments. This is just the show is going on.
Yeah. Hey,
it's
guys,
literally we'll be crazy. Back it's next literally week. Crazy.
Like, I think they're doing it just to mess with us now.
I mean, a to be continued was when Jesse Stamos was on his way to his wedding and wanted to go get one last thrill and went skydiving and got stuck in a tree and ended up in a tomato truck. Like that's a to be continued moment. Do you remember that? Do you remember that episode?
The fact that that's the moment that you brought up, that lives in your head rent-free. And I love it so much.
We would have that like recorded on a VHS and we would just like watch it all the time, you know?
Like Mary, like not a Friends person. She's more of a side girl, but Full House. Oh, give her Full House. Full House. Boy Meets World, F that. It's all about Full House.
Oh, did that you watch was Fuller my House? Jam. I couldn't. But the original Full House was our jam. Come on.
Because you're like the three girls.
The three girls. I mean, obviously, it was Stephanie.
I remember when I was like little. Do you remember like ever? You probably didn't, but you wanted to like change your name. I wanted to be Stephanie. You probably asked her Stephanie Tanner. And my mom was like, fine, I'm just going to call you Step on Me. I'm like, oh my God, the name sucks. I don't want it anymore.
Oh, I hated my name growing up. Mary.
Now you embrace it. It's who you are. Who would you be if you weren't Summer Mary?
I am Summer Mary. And no, Mary now. I'm like, gosh, like I love like old school names now.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Mary and Michael.
No. Well, like the group that we're going to Austin with, it's Courtney, Tiffany, Stephanie, Leslie,
such Mary, eight. And then like our friend Brittany, who can't come, but like yeah, we're babies of the 80s and we're sweaty girls. Guys, we know. Okay. Did you watch Shaw's or Family Karma? Family Karma premiered, you guys. It is a mother effing delight. It is okay. So
I am. I will this summer. Like, I'm going to get into these shows.
It's just perfect that these shows have kind of just started for you because now you have time to like sit and catch up. Like, Family Karma is just so good because they all it's the same as like Shaw's, right? Like they're all friends. Like they grew up minus like a few that are kind of thrown in here and there. But Family Karma, the families are involved. Like there's drama between the aunties. Like the parents are there, you know, it's so fun.
I kind of like that one couple is not engaged anymore. I heard that on the preview.
Yeah, Risha and Vishal. There's drama there.
I like that also, though, because I think she could do a lot better.
Well, if you watched season one, you just knew like this isn't going to last. Mm-hmm.
They didn't even live in the same area.
Right. Well, long distance.
Happened. I like watched most of season one.
Yeah. You know the players. You know the game. But get back into it. You'll really enjoy it. And then Shaw's. I mean,
people are loving it.
So let me tell you what happened this week. So we ended last week. I told you that Mike is admitting he sent the texts. It was him. He sent the inappropriate text, but he's so thankful that Paulina is such a good girlfriend and gaslights the shit out of her to say, great job. I want to be there for you, too. But then they're like, oh, thanks so much for admitting your faults, Mike. And then he goes, but I've got to tell you, there's a rat in our group because one of you started to send me texts from a spoof messaging app acting as a woman that I was trying to hook up with.
Stop.
And so he's like,
was it Reza?
And he goes, and it was you, Gigi. Reza told me. And Reza's like, Reza to me is a Muppet. Like, he's a Muppet. And he's like, I didn't say that. Gigi is so calm that she's like, why would I do that? I don't, like, Gigi has a baby. She's a single parent. Like, what is Gigi doing putting? And it's like, Reza, of course.
Is she off the weed?
No. But it's like, of course it was Reza. Like, Reza told MJ, like, said that about her, the comments last year. Like, he's done all the shady shit. Of course it was Reza who sent the text. Now, so then Reza's like, I gotta get out of here. It's like the guilty run.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, peace out. He's like, I feel the fire. He's like, I just can't be here. And everyone's just kind of like, what the hell? Like, why? And so then it's not even that Mike was doing all of those things on the text and, like, ruining his relationship with, because he's saying Gigi was trying to ruin his relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, Mike, keep your duel in your pants and you'll
default. Mm-hmm.
Right. So this, it doesn't even matter that Mike's cheated. The big issue is who's the rat. And I'm like, how did Mike get out of this?
So then, like, the whole season, are we just going to talk about rats?
I think so. But listen, it's so enjoyable. Okay. It's so fun. I'm just like, really just all the shows right now, I'm really enjoying it.
I mean, I would say nothing happened on New York or Beverly Hills. And we're still on these cast trips because of COVID. And
it's fine.
I still liked it. I'm still fine.
Is there anything else that you're watching?
Just Handmaids.
Okay, I gotta tell you guys, I've dove back in.
Oh, you got back into Handmaids?
No.
Oh.
Worse.
Oh, no. Cruel Summer.
No, that's great too, though. But Hulu put up 4 seasons of Bad Girls Club.
Wait, when did you even do that?
I just gotta tell you guys, I am a psycho. Like, Mary, you know this about me. Like, I have to have sound that to go to bed.
Yeah.
And, like, reality TV with women yelling at each other is ASMR to me. Like, it calms me down. So I put TV on to go to bed. I don't know how to work the timer on my remote. So it just kind of goes on all night in, like, a soft.
So you're hearing catfights.
Catfights. Like, they're beating each other up. Like, their goal now, because there's only, like, these later seasons. So I think I'm, like, watching, like, a season 10 or something like that. You know, I think there was, like, 15 seasons. So, like, the goal now is that these girls just want to get each other out of the house. So they just ruin each other's lives. Like,
what do you get if you win?
It's not a competition show. That's the thing. It's just, like, Real World, but they're making a competition to get these girls out.
Got it.
And they're just like, you're not a bad girl. And then they made this concoction of, like, all this gross food and smelly shit and stuff. And they threw it all over one girl. And she's just sitting outside. Ew. And she's just like, and I'm like,
this sounds like bullying.
Oh, it's fully bullying. And yet.
Wait, what is a bad girl? You need to be, like, the baddest in the house. I don't get the premise of the show.
Okay, if you've never, okay, season 1 came out when we were in college, and there's this girl named Ripsy that is on the first season, first episode, gets so blacked out, she goes full rage monster. Like, she's falling in the pool, she's chucking things, she's breaking. I haven't seen that episode since college. It is burned into my memory of how good it is. And I was like, I gotta watch this show. What the hell is this? It's just Real World with girls in it, but they're, like, bad.
No, like, what's, like, the you're competition? Not allowed.
There's no competition. They just live in a house together. Like,
but how do you be the baddest? So it's literally
no. There's no competition to be the baddest girl. They're just trying to prove they're bad, and they're like, "You suck!" Like, let's fight.
Wait, this sounds trashy.
It's completely trashy. No, Mary, what do I watch that is classy? I don't answer that. That's just a hypothetical question. I just want to say. It's on Hulu. And if you,
I would say Mayor of Easton, of East Town.
Yes. No, I know. I mean, there's a few, but I'm just saying, like, you're true crime. I'm trash. And that's our personalities as well. True crime, detective, trash human.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But I just wanted to throw that out there that Bad Girls Club is on Hulu now.
I can't go there. I just can't.
No, I recommend you not. But okay. those like-minded souls like me,
okay.
If you need to fall asleep. Anyways, do you want to take a quick little break and I'll collect myself? Yeah. We'll talk housewives.
Okay. Yes.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, let's talk some Roni.
Okay, so we're still in the Hamptons. We're at Lou's house. Now, we're finishing the fight from last week between Ebony and Lou, and Ebony has now been kicked out.
Right.
And I just, you know, I like that Sonia was like, well, I'm going to go with you. And Ebony's like, no, no, you're not. Like, I'm not going to ruin your day. You stay. But I just really appreciate the Sonia and Ebony friendship that like was woven through this whole episode. And it's just, you know, I felt so bad for Ebony because when she came back and Leah's there and she comes back and she just says, you know, Lou called me an angry black woman. She starts like crying and just saying like, this is just such my experience and all these things. I just wanted to like give her a hug.
Leah was like, no, she did not. No, she did not. But I also feel like Leah was like
over the top.
Yeah.
And it was like over the top until she saw Ebony crying. And was like she thought she was like, let's get for her, for the word, let's get angry about this. Like, let's get mad about it. And then Ebony was like, was super upset. And then she's like, oh, okay, okay, okay. That's the route we're going.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, we're back at Lou's and, you know, they're all sitting at the table and Lou's like, I don't even know how this happened. Like, blah. And Victoria's
didn't she say like someone that well educated? Well, that was a dumb thing to say. I think that was a direct quote from Lou.
Oh, Lou. And then Victoria's sitting there and she's like, Mom, you can't say that people are like, you can't say that she's angry. Like she was upset.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was upset. And then, you know, but I just feel like Lou in the moment, she's like, Lou, I am right.
I mean, Heather said Lou's very righteous, but Heather also is like, I'm the number one moderator and I understand everyone and you need to apologize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then when Ebony was leaving too, she's like, I think we need to listen more to each other. And like, I feel like it's like Ebony's like, I don't need to listen to you. Like, it was like, Heather, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. Everything I need to just kind of take a step back, you know. So they come back to the house and Heather walks into the room with Ebony and Leah. And I'm like, did everybody get matching bathrobes?
Yes.
Do you think they all did? Or do you think that just like them two had them?
No, I think they all did.
Yeah. And then, you know, Heather's like, listen, I understand Black America. Like, I've worked for Puffy and Beyonce. Oh, and Ebony's like, well, like the elite Black America. No. I've been like interns and like lower level people at the companies. Like, I've been to their homes and it's beautiful. Like Heather,
stop talking. You need to be the one listening right now. Yes. Okay. You need to be the one listening. Meanwhile, Ramona's downstairs with a sexy apron ready to get cooking.
I want that apron.
I mean, I definitely like for my crab feast one year, we got these aprons that were like hula men.
Well, no, but I want the bod. So mm-hmm. like, I mean, I love too that hers was in Ramona blue.
Ramona's like, this is me. I just pretend I am in a bathing suit. Like, so he's like, that is your body.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like that was her.
Yeah.
Very much. You know, and then like Lou's back. She's like, oh, I think this is a misunderstanding. Like, you know, I want to fix it. So everybody comes into the room before dinner, you know, and everyone's got their glass of wine. It's like, let's have a powwow. Let's have a chit chat. Let's discuss what happened.
And I love how Ebony discussed it. Ebony was like, you called me angry and that's unacceptable. It hurt me. And like, mm-hmm. you don't use the term angry because of the stereotype it's had for many years. Like, educate yourself. Like, I am educating you now. Like, do not use those words. You can, that's unacceptable.
Lou comes in. She's like, I didn't try to make it that you're less than me. And there's like a miscommunication. I should have said upset. You know, it's my Taurus horns. I apologize. And now you should extend the same to me.
But even like when Lou's like giving the apology, like the editors, like the music in the background is like,
it's like, you're a clown. You're a clown. Mm. And then Sonia even is like, Like, she's like, no, I see what you're saying, but who should receive the policy here or the apology here? Like, Sonia was just like, what the fuck, Lou? Like, shut up. You know, then, you know, I'm sorry. She, you know, Lou said, I'm sorry I triggered you for saying you were, or was that Ebony that said that?
No, Ebony was like, I'm sorry I triggered you for saying,
like, you want me to say I'm sorry that I triggered you? Like, it was like the whole thing. I was like, what is happening here? You know, and then I thought it was funny, too, when she's like, actually, you know, what just happened is Leah actually was screaming at all of you at the table and called you all hoes. And not one person said like that she was angry, you know, yet me, like you guys say that. And, you know, Ramona's like, well, she gets a pass because, like, you know, her grandma's dying. And Ebony just goes, and so is mine.
Right. No, I mean, I think Sonia really, like, in her confessional, she's like, no, you have to sit in it. It's going to be awkward. Like, come to terms with what you said, and it's unacceptable. And then we can turn the page. Like,
yeah, she's like, you got to read the page before you turn the page.
Right. I loved that.
You know,
and then Lou's like, let's hug it out and stop talking.
And then I just love the moment between Ebony and Sonia here where Sonia was like, you know, now it's our job. We need to listen. And Ebony's like, you are a queen. And I just thought it was so sweet that she was saying, you know, Ebony said, and it is an interesting point where she said, Sonia is so amazing and everyone makes her feel like a sidekick and kind of makes her feel like a joke. And I was like, when she said that, I'm like, oh, it's true.
But she's also like put herself in those positions. Like, she's become, you know, oh, I'm the funny
she plays
friend
into it.
I'm loose sidekick at these shows. I can't have my own show. She doesn't think highly of herself.
Yeah, she needs more self-confidence.
I completely agree with that. But then, like, even the editors, when Ebony's like on the phone, like talking to this matchmaker, like, I have this great girlfriend, like, let's set her up. Like, literally, mm-hmm. Sonia is in pigtails,
yeah,
like eating out of like a takeout container, just like probably feeding Marley off the ground. You know,
Marley.
It's just like they're still schooling her.
Oh, the editors, I mean, even on this show and on Beverly Hills, right? And all the shows, honestly, across the board, like the editors are just having so much fun. I feel like they're having so much fun, you know. So after this whole thing, too, is like Heather goes into Ebony's room, is like, you're very articulate. And I, you know, she was trying to like give a compliment, but again, like, I mean, like, that is a microaggression. Mm-hmm. She's like, I know she meant well, but it is a microaggression. And it just felt, it was like, Heather, you just got to stop.
It's just not working out. She's not clicking. And Leah's going to make sure she exits real fucking fast. Leah and her three pairs of pants and her hula
three
hoops.
Three pairs of pants. And do you think she was like, the most I will wear today is three. So do not give me those fishing pants because I made a hard stop at three.
But it wasn't really three pants, right?
Was it? I don't know. Erica's pants were unbuttoned tonight. I was like, oh, Erica and Leah probably have some fashion thing, you know?
Fashion. You think she really put on three pairs of pants? There's no way. I think it was like a look.
Well, as the countess has once said.
Sounds like a poll for tomorrow.
Even Louis Vuitton has made mistakes.
Leah is like a Kardashian, how she dresses. There's so many misses.
I love what Sonia said, though. Sonia said, when she said, do I ever wonder if Leah's dressed for the occasion? No, she's dressed as Leah.
Completely.
And it's like so true. Like, she always just has a look. Like, it's always,
risky looks. Most of the time, I'd say 25% of them are good. 75%.
Is it like when she's in sweatpants?
Good to watch.
Like, okay. Also, you guys, though, we got to the bottom of why Luann had that freaking baton.
The batons. We were having a 1970s beauty pageant. This makes so much more sense.
No, it still doesn't make sense why we're having a beauty pageant. Okay, it does not actually make sense.
I love like Ramona's talent is working out.
I loved it in a sparkle dress. I was like, this is perfection. Now, are we getting too ahead of ourselves? Should we go back to the fishing?
Because
all the talents are kind of, you know,
Heather's sunglasses offended me fishing.
Why? What was wrong with them?
They were so bad.
Oh, they I didn't even
good.
Notice.
They were not good.
I thought that the picnic was really cute, but I'm just like, Leah, you think that you were so woke and that you were so, and like this conversation.
You admitted you were going to vote. You admitted you were not going to go, and that's not okay.
And it's like, and the thing that annoys me is it's like she can not vote because she's privileged and it won't affect her in general. But it's like, it literally for people like Ebony said, like Heather said, like, this is life and death for some people. This is like, and she's like, you know, when she went off on Heather later, she's like, you just want me to vote your way. And she's like, no, I don't. It's like the same thing we were saying here. Like, I don't care who it is that you vote for. Just go. It's your civic duty. Okay. Go vote. Like Leah, it takes you zero time. Like, you'll be fine.
I think she like regretted saying that.
Why? She doubled down on it.
No, I don't think she did.
She doubled down on it after when she was dressed up in the beauty pageant part.
Okay, let's get there because, okay, so she's also, just fucking leave, Leah, you're sobbing, crying, like, your grandma's not responsive, it's super sad, she says she can't get into the room, like, she's gonna leave first thing in the morning, like, just, even if you can't go see your grandma, like, just leave, like, it's too much.
So much better just to be gone, like, don't worry, it's okay if you don't win the competition.
Yeah.
You know, like, just,
what was gonna be her talent? What was gonna be her talent?
Hula hooping.
Oh yeah, duh.
She's not even good at it.
Duh.
Like, and when Luann's like, oh yeah, so Leah's telling, she's like, don't tell him. I'm like, you're gonna put a hula hoop on your arm.
So bad.
What would your talent be?
Karaoke. I would do karaoke.
So singing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And bottoms up.
Oh. Mary's like, I can drink this
in
I
one
can
sip.
This drink in one. Yeah. Time me. Quick. Grab a stopwatch. Quick.
What would yours be?
Sing. What was this? Like, Sorplex, instep, nose, groin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but what would be yours?
Oh, I'm probably like watching reality TV.
A people's couch.
Like, it is a pure talent. Like, you could put any show on it, I'd sit there and watch at least one episode.
Okay.
I don't have any talents.
You could do karaoke with me.
No. Karaoke, but that is just singing.
No, karaoke is different than singing.
How?
Because it's karaoke.
Mary, that is not a response. What?
No, don't you think karaoke is different than singing?
No.
Well, the words are all there for you. You get, you know, you please the crowd.
Sorry. Oh.
You don't have to memorize the words.
Oh, so you're saying you want to sing with a screen?
Yeah. Karaoke is a different vibe.
No.
I don't want to like really, really sing. You want a karaoke.
What's your karaoke song?
Oh, I'm known for Whitney Houston.
Where are you?
Ask my school. Ask people at my school.
Which song? If you tell me I will always love you, I'm going to cry.
Like any Whitney song I can do, I can hit it. Yeah. I can seriously, I'll show you this weekend.
Okay, prove it.
I'll show you this weekend.
No, let's right now.
Karaoke. No, it's not karaoke. It's not the same thing.
Mary, if you Google it on your computer, it is karaoke. Google the lyrics.
No, it's karaoke's vibe.
So
at the pageant,
are you bringing everyone to your karaoke bar?
There is a story that like I met up with these people, like parents at my school after a Giants game, and they were at a karaoke thing, and I just like walked in and I just put on Whitney Houston and I like stopped. Like,
you didn't even say hello to anyone? Yeah,
like all of a sudden it was like Miss Mahoney just showed up and like belted out Whitney Houston.
And she still has a job, ladies and gentlemen.
She dropped the mic.
And then you just walked out.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. Wow. Okay. I think that she should prove it to us. And I'm going to try to take some video.
Yes, you can record me this weekend.
Okay. So you're saying you hit all the notes.
I have nothing. Nothing.
Whoa, keep going. That's great. It. Now listen, there was like a full hand slap, a full.
Oh
like,
no!
Up,
it's like you karaoke. Karaoke's a vibe. You get into the character. You read the words. You close your eyes.
How do you close them and read at the same time?
You feel the moment. You feel
this
a moment.
Is your special
you
power
work,
too.
You work the audience.
Okay. Okay. That's great. Okay. Anyways, Leah should go home. So they're all there. I just love, because you're right, that these talents are so funny. It's like Ramona working out in a sparkle dress. Sonia now has to be a mime.
A mime.
Yes. Luann is twirling a baton. Leah's doing hula hoops. Ebony was doing Was she singing?
She used to be in pageants herself.
Yeah. When they showed old photos of her, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Stunning. Well, I can't remember. Oh, it was a spoken word she said she was going to do.
Okay.
Is that all of them? Five of them?
Yeah.
Oh, Heather, no, and Heather was going to do cheerleading. She was going to do cheerleading in like her. Okay.
Lou was like, I found you some pom poms.
She's literally Googling. She's like, step one, step two. Okay. Like, it was like, what the hell? So then, you know, yeah, Leah has her breakdown. She comes back. I like the look that she was doing with the Carrie thing. I thought that was like kind of fun.
Okay.
But then, so then Ebony's like, hey, Leah, you know, Heather was talking about you and Leah. And she says, you know, about the voting thing. And Ebony's like, and I agreed with her.
Yeah.
And Leah's like, I don't care what you said. Heather's the problem. Stop talking about me. She's calling Heather a Karen. And I'm like, I think you're being the Karen.
Like, okay, Heather is the authority on everything, being so freaking annoyed. I think she is a problem. But Leah just takes it too far. And it's also like, why are you so mad at Heather but not mad at Ebony?
Right. Like they're basically saying the same thing. She's like, you're Ramona's- the fucking problem. Don't talk about me. You are a Karen. Like, okay.
Like also Lou is just like, everyone looks fabulous. Marilyn's like, I'm getting a headache. Like it's just.
Also, I love that. Like Ramona, why do you think that Ramona originally bought that sparkly dress?
Oh, like she's like worn it to a reunion before, you know?
Yeah. Or like it's
she's
like
recycling. Adjustment.
Yeah. 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 Like I just was like, but it's just, you know, Leah's just, and then they're like, okay, let's all get in the van. She's like, don't put me in the van with her. And like Heather's like, okay, relax, bitch. And I was like, okay,
I'm very much over Leah right now. And also, Leah, like, come on. You're like on a platform. You can't say you're not going to vote. That's not okay. Just don't talk about it.
It's just, it's too, like, she can't not talk about it, though.
It's like, when did women get the right to vote? 1920 or something?
Thank you, Susan.
It's like, come on. We haven't had it for that long.
Yeah.
You gotta work but it.
Work it.
No, I mean, you have, it. Use your privilege.
I agree, Mary. The privilege to vote. Preaching to the choir. It's just, for me, it was like, there's something that she just, I'm like, does she not like that Heather's coming back around? She feels like Heather's going to try to take her spot. Like, what is it about Heather? Because, like, the podcast isn't that bad. So something about Heather drives Leah nuts.
Because Heather's the authority on everything. Heather is, like, coming
isn't
in, like.
Leah, too?
No. Leah's a truth seeker. Heather's, like, I'm the mom. And, like, I know the right way. Follow my way. I know all.
I would be so curious what it would be like to have Leah and Bethany on a season together. Like, I know that Bethany technically recommended Leah.
Wait, and also, Bethany is big shot, like, done.
What do you mean? Like it's not going to be another season?
Well, yeah, like something like her and Mark Burnett today.
Oh.
Like something happened. Did you not read that?
No, I don't know how to read.
Like cut ties.
Oh, interesting. Maybe she's coming back to Bravo or something.
There's definitely, I think she's so like, also that she only had like a one thing contract. Like, I feel like she has like the best contract writers, lawyers.
Well, but also like she should split. Like that show was horrible. Okay.
Contract writers, you know.
What
are you doing? I called them contract writers.
What are they? Lawyers?
Yes.
Did she hire Tom Girardi?
Are we done with Beverly Hills? I'm kind of feeling done with it.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. Well, we ended it with another
Toby. Continued. Stop fucking doing that, Bravo. And like, it's literally insane. It's driving me nuts.
Leah and Toby continued driving Mary nuts. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll come back to Beverly Hills.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology
set to redefine skincare. Fiber skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, Beverly Hills, we're still in frickin' Tahoe.
They literally don't know how to have fun. They honestly cannot have fun.
And then they're so worried about how they look. Let me put on a bucket hat to like cover up that I'm not wearing makeup.
Rinna does not know how to do her own hair.
Erica Jane wearing sunglasses in the house. Garcelle wearing sunglasses in the house. Rinna in the bucket hat. Like, Kyle, I will say, I think is hilarious wearing all her nose job shit. Like, she's like, I have, this has to heal correctly. Like, I'm going to wear this shit on camera and I'm admitting to it. Not like Dorit, Dorit.
If you call me Dorit one more time, I'm not coming. When she said, I've never had a nose job and those fucking editors did a side by side. I was like, oh, the shade. Who did Dory piss off? Because that was the highlight of her from tonight, was her saying, I haven't got a nose job, and basically saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I was like, what's Dory doing on this show? There's too many of them. There's too little on New York. There's too many on Beverly Hills. And here's the problem with Beverly Hills, right? Like, I feel that in New York, because they're at Ramona's house, they're at Luann's house, they're at people's homes, they can last a little bit longer there. Like, when they go to the Berserkers, because it kind of feels like this isn't,
they're not far from home. They didn't have to take a plane type of thing. They know the area. They know the area.
Right, right, right. So, but on Beverly Hills, like, they don't know how to vacation for that long because they just can't do it. But it makes me think of, like, when I go on trips, it's like, okay. You go, like, when we were booking Austin, I was like, okay, I arrive Friday afternoon, I leave first thing Sunday morning. You're like, well, we're going to the lake on Sunday. I'm like, okay, one more day with you guys. And it was like Monday, I was like, first flight out. I'm like, I'm not getting on a 6 a.m. flight, you know, but it's like, I'm always like when the weekend's over, I want to get out of there. Because I don't want to hang out with you guys. I just need to get in my own bed. I don't want to be on these long vacations in places that like aren't my own.
They can't even, they're not even having fun. You're in like the most awesome house. Like they played one round of bocce. Like, they literally sat, get drunk.
I mean, I agree, but they don't want to be vulnerable on TV.
No.
I thought that Kyle was like leading the drunk crew at night though. I felt.
I know, but I want to see that.
Okay.
I want to see bottoms up.
With water?
No, real bottoms up. Belvedere only.
Ooh,
actually, I'm more of a Tito's girl, but
you know what? You can't be picky when you're at an $18 million house.
That the Kardashians stayed at as well.
They did?
Yeah, for their last episodes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. How do you feel about that, by the way?
I'll definitely be watching the Andy Cohen sit down with them.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good.
Okay. When does that air?
I think maybe this Thursday or next Thursday.
Ooh.
Well, it just dropped today. Because like Kanye is dating that Irina Russian Shayk, model.
Yeah. Who used to be with, who's Bradley Cooper's baby mama.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's so very interesting. And his birthday was yesterday and Kim was like, we love you.
Oh, I feel like that dropped today in the press. And then Kris Jenner was like, oh, no, no, no. We will drop the interview with with Andy today.
Oh, you think you can out PR us? I invented this shit. Okay. Okay. So in Tahoe, you know, Sutton.
Also, okay, this is also an awkward time of year to go to Tahoe because it's not ski season and it's not summer where you can actually go in the lake. Like, it's October, it's freezing. I honestly, they must have gotten pretty nice weather because otherwise it would be like freezing on that boat.
Well, remember, this is Halloween weekend.
Yeah, October 30th.
Yeah, because November 3rd. Mm-hmm. You might remember it as election day, unless you're Leah. Maybe you don't, but it's also divorce day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Sutton is just having a real tough time. And so, you know, Rinna says she's going to check on her. Someone's like, that's nice of you. She's like, it really is. Okay, Rinna. And then I was laughing too, because I texted you, like, Rinna is so much lighter this year because I feel like Crystal is doing the dirty work of like singling someone out, right? Like, she's like, it's like, okay, everyone's picking on Sutton, so Lisa doesn't really have to produce anything. And then I know we'll get to the dinner. And then that dinner came and I was like, never mind, she's still who she is. But she goes and checks on, you know, she goes to check on Sutton. Sutton is just rolling her face.
She's like, well, I'm a little angry. And I have this roller for every single time I cry. It's my safety belt. What she brought it on the boat. What did she call it?
No, it's a safety belt.
No, what is it called? What are those things called? Like some kids.
Jade rollers?
No, like when you need something, like kids like have a blankie or like a stuffed animal that they have to bring.
No, it just was.
That's her equivalent of a stuffed animal. Roller.
Yeah.
What are they called? What is that called? Do you know what I'm saying?
Like the safety net?
Yes. Net, belt.
I like the belt better. Okay. It's like the seat belt, you know, keeping you like held together.
Yeah.
You know, and
that was purposeful.
Yeah, I know exactly what you meant to say, babe. Yeah. You know, so Sutton's like, okay, well, what are you guys going to call me today? Like, I've got a list. You've called me ridiculous, paranoid, too sensitive. And then I was laughing when they're like defensive. She's like, oh, let me add that to the list. I was like, oh, God, you are being defensive. Ooh. And then Rinna's like, I've got a list. She's like, crazy, nut job, evil, see you next Tuesday, bitch, the worst friend on the planet. And the fucking editors are splicing those scenes of her, of like them all saying, when Kim Richards was like, see you next Tuesday, I was like, oh, bring Kim back. Oh, you guys, there's a sad clip that was released.
Oh, no, what?
And so it's Kyle, Kim, and Kathy at some event. Did you see the video?
No.
The video floating around, and Kim is just out of it. But Kathy is like fully protecting her. Like, she sees what's going on. She like turns her the other way. She's like holding on to her. Like, but I'm like,
oh. From recent?
Yeah. Like, I think I don't want to speculate, but I think she's back on the wagon. So sad.
It is really sad.
I really root for her. So that's my point of nothing. Okay, so then Garcelle and Crystal, they go and get their lattes because they're going on the boat, but people are going to do kind of their own thing before.
Right.
And I love just Garcelle because she goes, we should have ordered wine.
Even though, like, she won't give us it all, though. You know,
What do you want her to give us?
I want them all to get drunk together. Is that too much to ask?
She's trying. She said she wanted wine instead of a latte. Sutton's drinking it. They got on that boat. She's like, more, more, more.
I just want them to like have fun. Like, they couldn't even have fun on the last.
Everyone's
night.
On edge because it's like Garcelle's like so. She's not afraid of Lisa Rinna. That's not the right word. She's so apprehensive around her that she's going to do something that I feel like with Rinna, she's like, I cannot let my guard down around. Like, none of them can let their guard down because they're like, who's going to expose me? Like, the Fox Force 5, we've got each other's backs. But, like, I don't really know Crystal that well. Garcelle will not give two shits. She will out any of us. And then, like, Sutton, she's having a breakdown over here. So she might take one of us down with her.
I was just like pretty bored. Like, this boat ride was not fun at all. I felt like I was kidnapped. Like,
kidnapped watching it. They were forcing you to watch
this boat ride. They were forcing me to watch this boat ride that nothing happened. Like, I don't want to keep on.
Mary, the bird almost pooped on them.
I mean, seriously, like, it was so stupid. Like, they didn't have any fun on that boat ride.
Okay, what I hated too is that like five of them were sitting in these chairs, and then perpendicular, Sutton was sitting there, and like Kathy was sitting like a chair over from them, and then they're just like kind of talking, like Sutton seems like she's gonna cry, like something's up with Sutton, and then like Erica's like, "Hey Sutton, what's going on?" And I just felt like it was such a mean girl, like a 5-on-1 kind of thing, where I'm like, "You guys, she feels attacked already. She's so on edge. She is paranoid to the brink." And then like you have like the audacity to all sit in the cool girls line and be like, "Tell us what's wrong right now."
And then like, honestly, there was like, how many times this episode did Crystal and Sutton talk?
3.
It seemed like so, so many. Like Sutton, you know, she takes out her roller and like she's going through it again with Crystal, and Crystal's like, okay. And Sutton's like, and like, "I don't like it if you're being sarcastic." She's like, "I am not. I'm absolutely not." And Crystal's like, "I wasn't even involved in the joke, you know, and I don't think you're trustworthy, and I'm not a doctor, but you seem really erratic, and I can't deal with crazy people, and all you show me is crazy." But also the way that she talks with such conviction too, that I feel like Sutton's like, but I also feel like calling Sutton, it might be a triggering word, crazy might be a triggering word.
Well, she doesn't want to be like, you don't want to be called crazy. And I think that Sutton in her head is like, okay, I might have done a misstep here, and you know, I've got all this. She basically tells Crystal,
but like, didn't she like talk about like her family dynamics and like something? What did they talk about in the car?
Well, I think they were saying, was it mental illness of why her dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With her dad and stuff. And I just think like she just said, like, "Don't call me crazy. Like, that's name calling. Like, you're above that. Like, don't do that.
Don't." No, and then I feel like they were both like the time had passed, and they're like, "Oh, okay, well, Sutton's like excuse was like, "Well, to be honest, I'm really shy and it takes me a really long time to warm up and trust people. And
this was too much for me.
And I left my forever home, and that's why I was acting crazy. And I do apologize for acting crazy, but the reason why is because I left my forever home."
No, so for me, that's actually, that made more sense to me when she was like, "Well, I'm shy and you have to get to know me." It's like, okay, well, you're not showing, you're not trying to.
No, but I feel like she was like backtracking, like, "Well, this is like this deeper layer why." And then Crystal did the same thing later on with the
when Sutton came into her room.
Yeah.
But I just felt when Sutton said, "I'm leaving my home," I was like, that's what the real issue is. She has all this stress from that, and she's leaving that life, and the divorce is final, and she has to, like, that part, she's literally closing that chapter, and she hasn't accepted it, all the full closure. And so now that's happening, that is like the underlying reason of why she's quote unquote crazy right now. Right? Like, I mean, look at, she's drinking.
I'm not buying that. That's I don't buy that.
It's just like, there's just
no, the reason why she's going crazy is because she didn't want to be labeled as like the girl that doesn't see color. And then she felt like everyone was going against her with the bottoms up joke, and she paranoid. Was out of the joke. Exactly. But it's not because she's left her fucking forever home.
No, okay. But I think that's an underlying reason of why she's so paranoid as well. Like, she said these things because I think that she's just like kind of a loose cannon right now, because she's stressed out from all of that. And then she said something, and then she's in her head already about all these other things, and it's just built up. We all need to Jade roll our face right now.
I actually really could. I did it this morning, actually.
And now it's just, to me, that their dynamic, it's like, I feel like
they're every just time not going to like each other. Like, there is never going to be a liking of each other
at all. And then, you know, it's like it's just like too much for me, because I'm like, Sutton is not articulate, I don't think.
I agree.
And like, and Crystal's just Crystal already has her like feelings about Sutton. She's like, basically like, "This is who you are to me. So it's going to be an uphill battle for you to change that."
Crystal talks with like such confidence, and like, she's sharp. She's sharp.
She doesn't give a fuck.
No, she's sharp.
I'm saying like, she does. Yeah. That's like, yeah, the way, no, she's exactly. Like, you know, and then okay,
another little
tidbit
on the boat. Another little tidbit on the boat. Erica.
3 days before. 3 days before.
Tom is good. You know, he's at the firm. He's such a workhorse. He's just dedicated his life to being a lawyer, and he just loves it. Just sprinkling little seeds of like good things to say about
as
Tom.
If those papers aren't written up already.
Yeah.
You don't text at 9:15 with no papers. Okay.
Wait, also at the end of the Crystal Sutton fight, Sutton goes, "Oh, and I like your coat," which also just felt like really ironic since she gave her the coat and she walked in on her naked. And...
Oh, I didn't catch that part, but I was catching Rinna's coat that said Rinna. And I was like, I feel that like Scott Disick gave that to her. You know, it's like fluorescent
hot
with
and heavy. They are hot and heavy.
Oh, Amelia, get
she turns
out.
Like 20. She turned 20 today. He's 38.
20.
Yeah.
She's no longer a teenager. That's gross.
God.
Oh, gosh. Andy said we're going to see more of Rinna's family this season. So he had asked, Casey Wilson was the guest with Ebony, and he had asked, like, who, or a fan asked, like, who's, court case are you more excited to see, like Erica or Jen Shaw's? And she said Jen Shaw, because I don't think Erica's gonna give us anything. And Andy's like, oh, you'll be surprised. Like, you'll be surprised. I'm like, we're not getting shit.
I guess only time will tell. Only time will tell. Also, I just another side note, like, yeah. Kathy just being like, Kyle, does my hair look good? She wore fucking half up, half down with the claw. Like,
maybe she meant like, maybe she has extensions and she's like, are my extensions showing? And she's like, because I don't have a hat. And when that bird came in and Kyle was like, that bird tried to get my Chanel hat. I was like, we get it. You're wearing Chanel. It fucking says it on the hat. And then she has the audacity at the end, the audacity, TM Ramona, to be like, ooh, are we getting Fendi Fridays from Dorit? I was like, bitch, you just told us about your Chanel hat 20 minutes ago. But now, listen, Dorit is a label. It's all the real. Or it is from Jennifer's brother's jeweler in Jersey.
Right. Even, you know. But like, once again, like, their fashion to this dinner, like, I loved that Sutton, like, wore a dress in those $3,000 slippers. Like,
okay. I was like, Sutton is reaching the breaking point right now. And she's like, I'm going to wear the bear slippers.
Oh, I thought it was like, we're not actually leaving the house. I'll wear a nice top and I'm going to wear comfy shoes.
Well, I was wondering if maybe her thin legs hurt. From the shoes she had worn earlier.
I can't, like, these girls to stay at home put on shoes. That's fucking lame.
Losers, shoes. Show us those toes. Well, Dorit has six, so.
Yes, that's true.
So she needed to hide. But yeah, everybody's outfit. I'm like, okay, now I appreciate the fashion. And then Kathy, who's like, I only brought sweats.
I know. That's, come on.
I agree.
Me and you have been talking about what we're bringing to Austin. And I'm like, no, no heels allowed. Tennies and loose dresses.
Yes.
We're going biking one day. We're wearing Lulus, okay?
I'm just packing trash bags. Gonna cut some holes on the side and put my arms and head through it.
That's
fine.
Erica wore that before. It's true.
Fashion, but it's trash. Trashin'.
Yeah.
Okay, so Crystal, she's not coming to dinner. She texts Kyle, she's not coming to dinner. And here's the thing, right? When you're on those trips, I'm like, they don't get a lot of me time. I'm someone who needs me time on a
They
trip.
Have their own private rooms to go get ready.
But that's different. What I mean, like, by me time is like, I want to like lay in my bed and maybe I want to watch a trash show.
They always do that. They literally are always like, I'm going to go to my room before dinner. I need to be alone.
But what's wrong with that?
It's some fucking 72 hours. Live it up every second.
God, guys, Preppy. I'm canceling my Austin trip right now. No. Oh my God. No, I'm a social introvert. I like to socialize, but I recharge by myself.
I do too.
No.
Yes,
you
I do. Don't.
You are not an introvert.
I recharge by myself as well.
No, you don't. You're literally never by yourself. When are you by yourself?
I try to be, and I literally am not allowed to be.
Yeah, and you still do okay.
No, I'm always tired. I have to take naps after school.
No, napping is a thing in your 30s, and it's allowed. No, it is allowed.
That's not normal.
No, okay. Totally normal. Anyways, at the dinner, you know, Sutton's like, I want to apologize for being strange. You know, I left my dream house and I felt triggered for being left out. I just, everyone's like, well, it's okay. That was just a blip. You know, this trip has been so fun. I'm like, where is the fun?
No one had any fun. No one.
Well, bottoms up. You guys, we chugged water. We stayed hydrated.
No one had any fun. And then Renna was like, okay. Renna's like, well, let's talk a little bit about me. So guys, you know, I kind of want to talk a little bit more about Denise and last year. And I talked a lot to Harry about it. And
well, she's prefacing
Hamlin.
Saying,
Harry Hamlin.
She's prefacing saying, you know, she got a lot of hate from it all.
And from,
so she had to reflect.
For being a bad friend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Harry, he was out one night with a friend. They went and got a drink. Is Harry Hamlin sober now? I think he is.
Yes, he is.
Okay. His friend and him went out for a drink and the friend ended up raping a girl. Very close friend of Harry's, and his friend went to jail, and Harry didn't go visit the friend in jail. He just couldn't support that friend.
He could,
and I could not blindly support Denise because I have information that none of the other girls have, and I'm taking it to the grave with me, and she's going to take a bullet for it.
What is the information? Like, so Denise is equivalent to... That is equivalent to a rapist? Like, what? Like, I was just saying, like, man, God, I'm actually really enjoying Renna. And then she says this, and I'm just like, huh? And Garcelle was like,
think, who was Harry's friend?
I'm like, sure. Do you think Google-able. It was like
a. Yeah, I'm
just not going to. I don't want that on my search history.
Okay.
The other weird things that are on my search history are fine. That I don't want to.
I feel like it's definitely like someone they all know, like, or they know the story. And like, but Garcelle was like, no, just this. No,
he's like, so you felt that you couldn't blindly support Denise, and why? She's like, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. You know, couldn't do it. And it's like the whole thing. I've just, Garcelle is like, she's a better person than I, because she is biting her tongue and she's just like kind of nodding, like, okay. I would have been like, are you fucking kidding me? I know. Like, could you imagine if it was just a silent and then like someone just says, what? And like Dorit's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And it's like, nothing is what it seems in life. You don't know anything in life.
Erica.
Erica. Erica said that. And I'm like, she's like, you guys just wait for 4 days. And four
no,
days.
That is going to be like her tagline. Like I said, nothing is what it seems. Like that's her, like, new
including my husband's amnesia.
Like, and then I just imagine Kyle being like in Beverly Hills.
Nothing in Beverly Hills. You don't know anyone that anyone is that you don't know anything that anyone is going through.
I can't even speak. Right now. In Beverly Hills, nothing is what it seems.
In this town of Beverly Hills, 90210.
In the 90210, nothing is as it seems, except Diamond and Rosé. And I'm the queen.
And leave the crown where it belongs, because it's heavy, darling, in this town.
Giggy. Gigi.
Giggy.
Giggy. Giggy. I'm kind of losing my mind.
Okay, let's finish that. So then I'm like, they have to be wasted at this point. So like
Brenna is for sure fucking wasted. She thinks she's Esther Williams synchronized swimming. Her and Sutton's routine was legit good. They BravoCon this year, they're teaching synchronized swimming. Dorinda Aerobics, Aerobics out. Synchronized swimming.
Synchronized swimming with Sutton and Rinna.
Yeah. Come on in, you pussies.
And they're like, Garcelle is still mad about the rape story.
Yeah.
That she's like, you know, when we say like, you just got to let it go. Like, let it go. And like Rinna
is like, wait, I'm finally getting it. Uh-huh. I'm being annoying right now. I'm going to let it go. Sun come in though.
Yeah. But she's like, I'm like, literally none of them want to get in a bathing suit. None of them want to. Like poor Garcelle, like Erica's like, you look thin. She's like, I felt like a sausage last night. I'm like, oh God, haven't we all been there? No. Haven't we all? And it's like, nobody's going in the pool, Rinna.
No. But once again, like, I thought that was so lame. Like, you have an indoor pool, like, indoor hot tub, and you can't, like, have a few drinks like, and go in the fucking pool. Like, no, get your we hair can't wet.
Because there's Jenga. We need to play a game of Jenga. Like at that point, I think they were like, what time does the plane come? Didn't we charter this ourselves? Can we leave now? You know, so then after they're all going to have a drink, Crystal finally comes out and she talks to Kyle and she's like, you know, I didn't even mention this to Sutton earlier, but this morning, or, you know, she came into my room and I was naked and I felt it was like it had. If it was anyone else besides Sutton, I don't know that this would affect her as much. But because she's already so upset with her, it's like Sutton can do nothing correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so...
I think she didn't like what Sutton said because Sutton was like, oh, I don't know what's going on in here. And like that was like Crystal's like, what do you mean? Like, I'm fucking putting on my pajamas. Nothing weird's going on in here. Why did you knock and barge in? Like, I get it.
Well, she might have thought too, like maybe the cameras were with her and she's like naked and she didn't know who was coming in the room. Like, are you like literally barging in on me with a camera crew? Like, I don't feel comfortable in this. But I think, you know, so I think what Sutton was trying to do was like knock on the door. Hey, it's me. Just like bring your coat back. Like, what's going on over there? Like, make it a joke. But nothing is jokey to Crystal about Sutton, you know?
Yeah.
So, well,
and then we have to talk again because Kyle's like, well, why didn't you like say this earlier? Like, you know, we could have cleared this up and, you know, and then Sutton once again, knocks on the door, goes in Crystal's room. It's like, so I just like wanted to end on a good note. And Crystal's like crying. She's like, boundaries were crossed. Like, you violated my space, which I totally get that. Like,
she probably received a text after 9 p.m. from Sutton as well.
I mean,
no, and I then, understand wait, what she wait, said.
And when then Sutton's like, I mean, maybe in a woman's prison it would be creepy and weird, but like, like, wait, what?
It's like, Sutton, no, stop, no. Yeah, like, she's like, well, I want to make this better. Like, you might get flowers tomorrow, you know? And I feel it's just, they're going to be on eggshells with each other all
season.
They just
don't like each other. Like,
no, it's oil
like,
and water.
Crystal, like, can't, she's not going to get, I think she thinks like, no, Sutton, like, you don't get that. Like, you need to acknowledge that I've had a harder time than you. Like it is what it is. You're a white woman. Like, you need to recognize that. Mm-hmm. And
it's a kill or be killed in this group too.
Yeah.
Like, someone is going to be the target here. So like, Crystal, quick, take Sutton down because otherwise it's going to be you. Cause no one's going after Kathy. No. And like, go after Garcelle if you want, but she doesn't care.
No.
Like, she does not care. And then it's like, then we get, instead of a to be continued, don't worry, that's coming.
Yeah.
4 days later, ..
And Erica sends the text to the ladies like, I filed for divorce this morning. It's a really hard time. I'm going to need your support.
Thank you. This will be tough.
And then it's we watch Kyle pretend like she got the text. Brenna pretend like she got the text.
No.
And Dorit was like, what? Do you guys have any ideas? Like, in Tahoe? And I love what Brenna said. Brenna was like, she knew what she was doing. Like,
this is Erica.
Yeah.
It had to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, to be continued, .. Like, no shit.
Stop be continuing it. You only can be continued if you're stuck in a fucking tree and gonna land in a tomato truck. I like want to watch that episode of Full House.
Okay, well, that's it. Hey guys, to be continued till next Wednesday,
and hopefully we'll have like a good Austin story to tell you. No guarantees.
Honestly, I hope it's good and not bad. I hope we're not Bad Girls Club Austin.
No, my dad's always like, don't end up in jail or the hospital. Have a good time.
Why? That shouldn't even be an option. The fact that has to be said means that you've scared him once or twice before.
No. I'm 35.
That means nothing. You're getting an IV.
My phone a friend's not going to be to my parents.
Good. Poor Michael.
My sisters.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anything else to say?
No. See you soon. Right. Love you.
To be continued.
Bye.